2024.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
At The Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter, snow, and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at The Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash.
Danny's Meats and Catering is continuing their renowned culinary excellence. Welcome to Hickory Hall, where celebrations sparkle and memories shine. It's their passion to deliver a celebration that exemplifies class, style, and grace. Weddings, corporate events, celebrations of life, and more. The staff will ensure every detail is flawlessly executed, so you're free to savor every moment. Plan your unforgettable event with Hickory Hall, served by Danny's Meats and Catering. Easy to get to from anywhere on Douglas Avenue, Racine. Visit Catering by Danny's.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end of year donations can make magic happen all year long.
Swinging in the new year. Feel the difference?
In Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues as they face the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin says he's not concerned about scoring points these days. He's concerned about playing defense.
I don't worry too much on the offensive end. There's going to be days where the ball doesn't fall, but I try to focus, you know, if we could continue to make progress on the defensive end because, you know, defense wins championship. It's a cliche, but it's true. You know, we got to be able to defend April, May, and June.
NFL New Year's Eve. It's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday Night Football. Running back A.J. Dillon was at his locker with a cast on his broken right thumb, and I asked system if he's ready for the crowd noise inside that Viking stadium.
It's an awesome atmosphere we're going to be going into. Sunday night football, it's everything that we want is kind of right there for us. So this is what you kind of look forward to when you grow up playing football, these types of games.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper teens, sunny, low 30s for New Year's Day, mostly clear and breezy Monday night with a low near 22. For Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, 33. On your Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high around 31 degrees.
Currently 26 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today.
Why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's Morning Show with The Kitchen's Open.
Nobody's business but the Texans.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? That's take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. I'm Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the worst? That's take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. I'm
City Music Hall. Christmas at Radio City. Thanks for being here, everybody. The very best to all of us. God bless us, everyone. Happy New Year. I'll be on the air again Sunday morning, 7 to noon, right here with the music of the style. Thank you for being here and part of the show. Superstar, Radio City.
Come along now, my friends. When Santa Claus says Merry Christmas, everyone says... Wow! What a group, what a time, what a place. Oh, this is going to be fun. Now, even though the big night for gifts isn't here quite yet, my good friends here at the Music Hall and I wanted to give you something. Something you couldn't find anywhere else. Something that everyone can enjoy. A whole lineup of Christmas stockings. Once everyone knows the stockings are the gift, it's what's in there. The Radio City Rockets.
Well, I got about enough time to say thanks for being here. I'm your host, Lou Regani, on this new year. That's the music of the stars, originating statewide from WRJ and Racine. Join me on Sundays for the music of the stars, 7 to high noon central. Until then, God bless us, everyone.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
What they are and what they might
July
be in the future.
July of 1971. I was born in 71. Rates were 7.6%.
Okay, that's a lifetime ago. Your entire lifetime ago.
7.63%.
So every 50 years, you're using a historic 50-year crest. Your whole lifetime rates have crested higher now than they were since you were born?
Right. Glad you brought that up, Crudy. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. Back in 81, rates were over 18%.
And what was the median home price then?
I don't have that in front of me.
It was low. Low relative to the personal income of the borrower. It was a lot lower.
I'll let you, I'm not going to challenge that, Crudy, because I don't have the data in front of me. But what I'm telling you is we started out in 2010. Rates were at like 5%. They went down, they go down, they went down. Obviously, they went way
when you
down,
borrow
way down.
50 so grand at 18%.
Have a conversation and say, oh my God, this is, we've never seen anything like this. Well, you're just wrong, man. And that's why knowing the historical
data. We have
data,
seen it.
Knowing the historical, it's not just we, man. It's just what the history is. Because once we've seen it, it's no longer a thing. So just because it's no longer a thing didn't mean it didn't happen. And if you're going to say something happened today that never happened before, and you make that statement, you would be incorrect.
Well, thank you for the history lesson, Mr. Salvi. I understand the nature of frickin' history. What I'm telling you is the personal economy of the individual consumer is seen through the prism of their life. And they don't give a damn what the interest rates were in 1971 when you were born. If they can't buy a house, they can't buy a house. 844-967. And somebody gets blamed, and it's probably not Dom. John from Wausau. Could be Crudy, but probably not Dom. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hello, John.
Oh, my goodness. You two are going at it tonight.
The makeup sex will be great later, John.
Okay. To your question, am I doing better than I was whenever? I would say yes, and I would say no. No, because we bought our house right before the pandemic. We bought our house 5 days before Christmas of 2019. And now, if I try to sell my house, it's almost worth $100,000 more. That's a good thing because it's more money in my pocket, but it's a bad thing because what goes up must come down. So if I try to go out and buy another house now and I try to sell it 5 years from now, I don't think it's going to be what it's worth when I bought it for, which makes me lose money, probably a lot of money, to be honest. So are things better? They could be in one aspect, but if another aspect, probably not. Gas is more expensive. Food's more expensive.
I thought gas was going down, John. It's not like I like filling up at $2.95 a gallon, but it's better than $3.95 a gallon, if you know what I'm saying.
It is going down, but back in 2019, I think it was only $1.90 or $1.60. I mean, it is going down, but it's very gradual. It's going to be dependent on when you want to start this. Is it before? Are we talking 2019 December, or are we talking
four
months into the pandemic?
I think the question, really, the underlying question I'm trying to ask, John, if we look at the time someone's been the president, right? So Donald Trump was the president from 16 to 20. Was my life better off with or without Trump? To my perception, it was far more chaotic, and that led to Crudy making some bad financial decisions investing in radio. But
you got caught up in the moment.
I was making more. I had more money in my pocket. I wasn't taxed as much during that time frame between 16 and 19. I mean, I was making a little bit more money than what I am now, so I was saving more.
So from your point of view,
how you want to look at it.
From your point of view, though, is it influenced by the presidency? I mean, if Donald Trump frames that question, or a third-party candidate, let's call him Robert Kennedy Jr., let's say this vibrant relative to Biden or Trump, this younger, 60-year-old vibrant guy says, are you better off than you were 4 years ago or even 4 years before that? That saying that's been used in politics and is being used right now when you look at the 14% of polled people that say Joe Biden made me better off. I technically am amongst the 14. I think Joe made me better off, sort of. Some of that's because I calm some of my own decision-making down, John, but you see the point.
Yeah. Again, it's going to be skewed on how you want to look at it.
It's subjective, John, right? Unless you specify an exact criteria, it's going to be a subjective answer. It's going to be about your feelings, John. And if that's what it comes down to, how would you answer it right now?
I would say no.
The Crudy brand is much better off than it was 4 years ago.
The negatives outweigh the more positive things.
And do you put that on the current administration, on Joe Biden? Is it because of him and his policies?
Well, I think Bidenomics ain't working. That's for sure.
John, let me ask you a different
you want to call it.
Related question. Next year will be an election year. If Jordan Love's got the Packers on a roll and heading towards the playoffs.
That's not happening. Packers are dumpster fire. You
take it back, John. I named my boat after this young quarterback. Let's assume he gets better in the offseason, puts on some strength or something, finds a little accuracy. if the Packers are playing good. Don't you think here in the state of Wisconsin that affects the whole economy? Even people's perception of, like, is life better? When the Packers are winning, people perceive that life is better. I truly believe that, no. John. Come on.
Not at all.
You must be a Vikings fan.
No, well, I tell everybody I have 17 favorite NFL teams. Whoever's playing the Packers.
Oh!
Oh, John.
Gotta let you go, John. You and Dom share an affinity for the Lions on Thursday.
Oh, man, they came back. It was a glorious game. They didn't cover, but they won.
I'm talking about the next one because they're the Packers' next opponent. As John said, he likes whoever's playing against the Packers.
844-967-2789. We have time here. Let's squeeze Lynn from Minneapolis.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Viking trash talking. Skull, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah, hello. You know, I think part of the problem is the strange framing that shows up on social media. So my elder daughter is in her 40s. She's gay. She does not believe me that gay people used to be arrested or beat by police or anything. And if I point out that, well, and she says that, oh, they're all the same, right? All the presidents are the same. Doesn't matter who you vote for. And when I point out that, well, okay, Obama and Biden allowed gay people to get married, she's like, well, I don't want to get married anyway. So I don't really understand what's going on there. But, I mean, that's just an example. And just as somebody who makes lower six figures, you know, I certainly did not take home more money during Trump's reign. So I think all these Johns of the world are just imagining that they somehow had lots more cash when Trump was in office. Kind of a, you know, a wishful thinking or whatever. Like
wishful thinking. I wish I had cash in my pocket. More callers as well. 844-96-PARTY.
Eagle.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
CBS News Brief. Hundreds of thousands of people have packed into Times Square to usher in the new year under the watchful eye of a lot of police and a lot of cameras, says CBS's Wendy Gillette.
There have been nearly daily protests against the war here in New York City. Officials say there are no known security threats to tonight's festivities, but they are taking precautions, including expanding the security perimeter.
The Queen of Denmark will abdicate the throne on January 14th, says CBS's Vicky Barker.
She had little real power. The monarch's role is largely ceremonial. But the six-foot-tall, chain-smoking Margareta has long been one of Denmark's most popular public figures.
Russia ended the year with an attack on Ukraine, says CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Russia launched a new wave of drone and missile attacks on targets in Kharkiv and other cities. At least 20 people were injured. It's apparent retaliation for a deadly Ukrainian attack Saturday on the Russian city of Belgorod.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Buggyhout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's economy is ending the year in good shape. The state's unemployment rate is 3.3%. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says a record 3 million people were working in Wisconsin at the end of November. The Journal Sentinel reports that the biggest problem with Wisconsin's economy is not enough workers to fill job openings. The flu, RSV, and COVID-19 are running high in Wisconsin. Dr. Tom Haupt is Wisconsin's chief epidemiologist.
There's no indication that there's any kind of plateau going on, that we are leveling out. Everything is still on a pretty steep increase over the past few weeks.
Two children under the age of five died from RSV in Wisconsin last week. I'm Nate Wuggyhout, Civic Media News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper teens, sunny, low 30s for New Year's Day, mostly clear and breezy Monday night with a low near 22. For Tuesday, partly sunny, breezy, 33. On your Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high around 31 degrees.
Currently 26 degrees.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Aside for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would
be... Pat! Got, come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Next line. It's a bad analogy. Oh, this one must be for you, Don. it's a bad analogy as we cannot run two separate versions, so we'll never know. I guess we'll never know, Dom. I hate when that's the answer. Here's another one. My entire family is doing better in all aspects than we were 4 years ago. All aspects. That's a texter from the 920. Got one from WRJN land. My mind is better since Joe Biden took office. There are a few spellings in there. I think I took that sentence where they intended it to go, Dom. And here's one. This one's definitely for you. It's addressed to you. Dominic, we're not in an economic depression because of Biden. One more. This one's...
Why are you telling me that?
They directed it to you.
I mean, you're the one, Crudy. I'm a little concerned about here.
Brian in Broadhead said, Texan, definitely better off without a tariff war on steel and aluminum, along with all manner of imported goods. Remember when the cost of appliances jumped a few hundred dollars overnight for no reason other than some idiot's tariff war? The aforementioned idiot would have been Trump, right? Trump had the tariff war.
Also, right, with the trade wars, was also the farmers, right? Didn't he subsidize to, what, $20 billion?
Oh, it was north of that.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying?
And
that was just a pure giveaway. That was just socialism.
It wasn't even a bailout of the auto industry, which got mostly paid back. No, that was just gone. Just given away.
So the farmers were better off under Trump, you're saying? Because they were bought out?
If you were getting some of that extra unemployment money, because it was a real, real, real tough time back then, a lot of folks were cashing those checks. Hell, you got even Robin Voss and all the Republicans and
all the PPP money.
We're getting the PPP money. I mean, that was good free money. Everyone's down for the socialism then. And hell, it's going to start snowing soon in the Midwest, so we'll be all down for the socialist plows when they get the snow off the streets as well.
844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Bill from Oconomowoc fighting out of the blue quarter. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, great. Greg, on the economy and Biden, the next caller that thinks Biden has ruined the economy or just hurt it, I'd like to know what the specific reason was, not just a generalization, but point to one thing he did to take the economy. One thing they don't nobody talks about, Rupert Murdoch took over Wall Street Journal. And if you want to have a recession and you have a guy that owns the Wall Street Journal like Rupert Murdoch, look at some of the articles there. They wanted a recession in the worst way. They had to work at calling it a recession. And yet when you have a record people employed, that doesn't even make sense. And as far as the economy, if you were involved in the tech stocks, NVIDIA and Microsoft, you're just dancing on, I mean, it was just phenomenal. Just take a peek at what those stocks have done just this year alone, let alone last year. And so this bad economy, yeah, we can talk about it, but nobody points the finger at one exact item that Biden did that tanked the economy.
Bill,
but we can sure talk about
Biden let the crypto economy collapse.
Well,
unregulated.
You can still buy Bitcoin, man. It's not like it's not there.
What about Dogecoin? Can I still get the, Elon Musk stuff?
Yes, Ethereum. It's all still there. You can, if you're so inclined, you can still buy all of it.
Bill, I predicted the fall of crypto. I'm never an early innovator on the alternative currencies.
Well, you know, on some of that way back when, that was a viable investment, but it kind of ran its course, I think, don't you? It just ran its course.
I can't wait till my GameStop investment pays off, Bill.
But I tell you, if it's not working well, look at NVIDIA, look at Microsoft, and you're going to be smiling in 6 months. I promise you. They're in the race to the top for AI.
Or the bottom, depending on your point of view.
Right. Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. It depends on who you're talking to, though. You know, I mean, a lot of young folks don't have the resources to be able to jump in and buy Microsoft stock or Apple or whatever, you know, to get involved.
Can't
and
be
play
a 10
cheese,
bro.
I mean, maybe if you're able to hit some crypto and you buy on the bottom and you sell on the top and you can roll it into some other, you know, more traditional kind of stocks that maybe pay some dividends. I don't know that there's a lot of young folks that are in that position, especially with the rent too damn high and minimum wage being what it is, especially here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know that that's my investment portfolio isn't doing too well is a big rallying cry for those that are 18 now. And you asked him that question, were you better off 4 years ago when you were 14 and living in your mom and dad's basement? I don't know how they would answer that question.
What about the kids that saw the real estate collapse and their families were affected by it? Talking about 09, 08. I mean, that's a lot of these kids that are aging into adulthood now, voting age. They certainly know that there was a tremor in the real estate economy. I mean, before that, Dom, the common wisdom is real estate's never going to go down. Real estate never goes down. Because historically it never did till it did. Till it crashed.
If you can ride it out, maybe take advantage and buy some on the low. I mean, where's real estate now? I mean, depends on what real estate you're talking about.
The commercial
office, not so great.
Yeah, I don't think the 18-year-olds are looking at investing in some downtown commercial real estate.
That's what I'm saying, though. So what are you saying to the 18 and 19-year-old kids right now? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to ask them an objective question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Well, again, 4 years ago, they're you know, eighth grader or freshman or whatever, sophomore in high school. How do they answer that question?
I can tell
maybe
you how
it was good, maybe it's bad.
My 17-year-old doesn't see the same value of college that some that strive for, let's say, Stanford or one of the higher institutions. You know, when
UW-Lacrosse. Yeah, gotcha.
No, he doesn't. He might go to UW-Lacrosse because
you said he doesn't find value in what?
As a value proposition relative to even the University of Wisconsin-Madison, it's cheaper, it's less expensive, and it's become a substantially better school than we graduated from.
My favorite school is the one that let me in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the other point, Dom. And he has been admitted a couple places, hasn't heard back from lacrosse yet, you know. Hope the legacy doesn't hurt him.
Yes.
But the other thing, and this is a little surprising to me, but this kid's pretty financially shrewd. He has made small investments in the stock market and probably crypto. He's trying to talk me into crypto a long time ago. I said, I'm going to sit this round out. But wants to buy a house. Would like to buy a house. 17-year-old kid. Would like to buy a house. Dad, can you help me buy a house? I don't know. Can you help me buy one? You know, yes, I will do whatever I can if it's within my means. But part of why he likes going to a smaller college, because you can still buy a house for like 170 on the north side of La Crosse. You can still find affordable housing in certain parts of the state. Not around here, not around Madison. I mean, I don't know what the kids are doing. They move farther out. And the first time we saw the crash, you know what precipitated the crash, to my opinion? People moved here in Dane County. It's up 151. They moved up to Columbus, and then it was the next community. And they moved farther and farther from work because they had to, because that's where they found the affordable real estate. One county up, two counties up. All of a sudden, you got a 45-minute commute each way to work, and then the gas prices soared way back in 2007, if you recall. That predated the crash of the real estate. Gas prices going up. Now, we didn't see that, although the Fed's been working really hard against the U.S. consumer. Like, the U.S. consumer is the problem. I don't think so, but when they ratchet up the interest rates, and it's nearly 8%, not as high as it's ever been, but, you know, like one of the highest times in Dom's lifetime, I would say that makes it very hard. That reduces affordability. And I got to tell you, Dom, it's a hell of a lot harder to buy a house for $500,000 at 8% than $50,000 at 18%. I'm just telling you, the numbers are substantially bigger relative to the cost and relative to the income people made.
844-967-2789. LA Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tom. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
You better off, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Monday. Yeah, I'm better off. Packers won yesterday, so that makes me feel a lot better off. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. You know what I think? I think this whole country, since shows like American Idol and crap like that, that it's become cool to like think negative or to talk negative or to be a critic. If there's something in this culture that everyone is a critic. Am I better off? Yes, my sanity is better off. I'm not worried every 2 seconds that the world's going to blow up by a madman. I look at, again, you have Barack Obama, who had to basically bail out or clear out George War Criminal Bush's horrible administration. And then you had Donald Trump, who did things a little bit slower, but all of the policies are still somewhat intact, because he went and packed the courts and he did all these different things that, yeah, we're not right where we, you know, probably were with Obama at this point. But I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is very stable at the wheel. He is wise. He has years of knowledge. He knows more. He has probably forgotten more than some young guy probably even knows. So I am someone who, and you know, I was never 100% for Joe Biden. I have always been a Bernie person. And I'll tell you what, I am so happy Joe Biden is our president. I will vote for him again. But just listen to this. I get this text message yesterday. It says, be honest. Do you support President Biden running for a second term? I'm supposed to be saying the opposite. I put, hell yes, I'm happy he's running for a second term, and I think he's a great president.
Well, I don't think that
FDR? No.
I don't think that was coming from the Democratic National Convention, Tom. Who was that from, the Trump team or Ramaswamy, or Whose email list you on, fella?
From Defend the Boat, whoever that is.
Well, it's a black money Republican outfit, probably.
Exactly. And you have to remember, money in politics is a driver of everything. Everything you see on TV is negative, negative, negative against Joe Biden.
Well, let me ask you this, Tom.
Anything positive about him?
Let's ask. You live in L.A. We call you L.A. Tom. What are the housing prices like in your community? Because Kelsey pays a hell of a lot of rent. My daughter, as you know, lives in that town, pays a lot of rent. She's found a nicer place, feels secure there. But the housing prices are pretty damn high in L.A., Tom. Can you and Mark even afford a place? I don't know. Do you guys own or do you rent? And do you have aspirations to own?
I bought my house. That was one of the things my dad taught me years ago. Best thing you can do is buy a house. So I bought a house in Seattle when I lived there. I bought two houses here in L.A. But I set myself up so I would have that. So right now I paid, and this would be a house about $200,000 probably back in Wisconsin. But I bought a house for $670,000, and right now it's worth $1.3 million. So that kind of gives you an idea of our housing issues here in California.
Buddy, I wouldn't be able to afford to come visit you in L.A.
Stay on the coast.
$1.3 million. That's a lot.
For a $200,000 Wisconsin house.
Yeah. Come back.
Location, location, location.
Somewhere away from the Salvias. 844-967-2789. Your calls always welcome here.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player
and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
King never looked so good.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn show coming up next, but you can join us right now at 844-967-2789.
You know, my life was pretty good. Then I lost my license. Now I can't drive, Dom.
Life's been good to me so far, man.
I want to thank Don Rosen for inviting me on the WRJN airwaves earlier today. Thank you, Don. Had me up early this morning, Dom. I was up before the crack of 7, which feels early to me.
Rudy.
There's a reason we do an afternoon show and not an early morning show. Now, Don was on the air by 6, but he said, people ask, and I say, I'll take the later shift. Whatever the later is, I'll take that one. The later flight, the later checkout, the later shift. But thank you, Don Rosen, the Don Rosen Show. He's a radio dog like us, Dom. One more thought to kind of stir the pot a little bit here. 40% of Americans are afraid to walk alone at night, most in decades, poll finds. This poll dropped on the 20th. Concerns about certain crimes are at their highest levels in decades, causing Americans to isolate themselves from their communities, according to new polling. The spike in fear comes as violent crime has decreased nationwide. So, you know, what's really happening and what's perception. Perception becomes reality, right? But violent crime has decreased nationwide while property crime has ticked up. Property crime has ticked up, according to the FBI. A recent Gallup poll found that 28% of Americans worry frequently or occasionally that they'll be murdered. I never worry about that, Tom. Like, that is, of all, if I went drunk hunting with you, like, I'd worry about Dick Cheney. But no, we don't hunt or get drunk and use firearms. So
no,
I don't think, you know, death by accident. Yeah, it could end up dead.
Death by misadventure, maybe. Murder. Okay. I mean, is it the culture? Is it the atmosphere? Is it, you know what it is?
Fox News?
It's the rock and roll. It's the rock and roll and Elvis with his dirty hips.
Dominic, meanwhile, half of U.S. adults say they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. Now, I would say if you drive a Kia, that might be a legitimate concern. No offense to the Kia drivers, but the Kia manufacturing company has not necessarily done their part to make those, you know, a tough steal, let's just say. A little bit more. Half of U.S. adults said they worry their car will be stolen or broken into. 37% worry they'll be mugged. I haven't had that concern.
I mean, what does that mean, though? I mean, is it like
give me all your money. Oh
my
God.
My car. No, I get it. Okay, I'm parking my car. It could be stolen. I mean, my car could be stolen anytime. So, I mean, is it, you know, like literally, if 37%, like, go walk around every single day thinking every day, this is the day my car is stolen? I don't quite get the.
That's actually the mugging part.
Oh, the mugging. Okay.
32% are concerned about getting attacked while driving. Now, if I drove like Dom, I can see that.
Let me just say, you know, the hammer lane's the hammer lane. Speed up or get out of the way. There's really very few rules to the road.
Okay, fair enough. Meanwhile, the vast majority of Americans, 72%, worry they'll fall victim to identity theft.
Well, yeah, that's probably more likely.
You're okay, Dom. Your credit's not worth stealing. Probably, I tried.
Probably more likely than being murdered.
844-967-2789. Here's a new name, Casey from South Dakota. How you doing, Casey?
Hi, Casey.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good, thank you.
You doing better than you were 4 years ago, Casey? Sorry to interrupt, but I was asking a question before you do.
I'm probably about the same. I own my own business, but are we really that much different under Trump, under Biden, or is it just the news media telling it is? I mean, we probably had a little cheaper gas. Trump printed billions of or trillions of dollars, as did Biden, and causing inflation. So they're both to blame as far as I'm concerned. And your previous caller talked about how much he's made on his house. Eventually, one of our some generation has to consider what are we going to leave with our children? It's getting more difficult and more difficult to be able to afford these homes. Like, I have 20-some-year-old children. I can't foresee them being able to afford $1.2 million homes for quite a while, if ever.
Casey, hopefully they don't.
Certainly, but that's also a very specific market and a very specific example. Casey, let me ask you, when you were in your 20s, were you ready to buy a house? I was not when I was in my 20s. Not even close.
I bought a house for $40,000, and I sold it for $120,000 in my 20s.
All right, but nice.
Like, I took advantage of it, but is that sustainable long term over the course of 50 years? Are we just playing with each other's money? You know, like, that's essentially what's going on. And talking about crypto, Bitcoin is up 110%. It's the top. It's the best investment you could make this year. So
did you roll some of that Bitcoin real estate series money into crypto, Casey? Do I need to borrow money from you?
I've been buying. Bitcoin is the only investment that they cannot take from you. So you can move to El Salvador. You can move to Russia. They cannot take your Bitcoin from you. That's the only asset that I cannot take from you.
Casey, I can't even remember my password on my bank account. Man, I'd be losing my bank account password for crypto.
All right, so Casey, great points, man. But let me ask you, given the question, if you were asked the question, you're better off today than you were 4 years ago, how do you respond?
I'd say I'm the same. I mean, probably a little worse off as far as daily expenses, but, you know, you figure it out. So
right,
COVID put a big damper on a lot of the world. So
yeah.
Last question, man. Casey, how'd you hear the Devil's Advocates out there in South Dakota?
Actually, we're driving, and it just happened to come on. So, and you guys have a great radio show. I enjoy it. I just pulled my wife in.
Casey, get the Civic Media app. civicmedia.us. You can take the greatest radio show ever anywhere in the world.
Thanks, Casey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening. We got Maggie Dawn coming up next. She's a party girl. I enjoyed partying with Maggie this weekend as well. We'll party again tomorrow on the radio. Tomorrow, we got oral arguments before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We got CJ doing an extended interview. I'll play that out later. It won't interrupt the show, though.
Okay, good.
And Scott Ross live in studio. Yeah. It's Scott Ross Eve. It's going to be a big Tuesday edition. Stick around. Again, Maggie Dawn and then the Paul Revere Show. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Our dial position is off to the right.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans. As we ring in the new year in the Central Time Zone, fireworks fly over the Mississippi River and at homes across the region as people set off their own displays. Many renewing annual